Ready? Good morning. Welcome to the Planning and Highways Committee meeting, 2nd of March 2026 at 10 a.m. in Council Chamber, 10 Melrose Road. Members of the public and press are warmly welcome to attend, and anyone can recall the meeting if they so wish. Please switch your mobile phones to silent. Okay. Our first item on the agenda, 2613, to receive apologies for absence and a vote of acceptance to be taken. No absences, is that? No, everyone here?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's full house today.
2614, to recall declarations of interest. Members are invited to declare any relevant interests, notwithstanding this item. Members may subsequently declare an interest at any point during the meeting. Any interest to declare?
Nothing
from me either. 2615, public session, 15 minutes, 3 minutes per speaker. No members of the public present. So on to the next item. 2616, to confirm minutes of the Planning and Highways Committee meeting on the 2nd of February 2026. Any comments on that? Those minutes?
I propose to accept them, Chair. Okay.
Seconder?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'll pick it on. all in favour?
Chair, I'll abstain. I wasn't at the meeting.
Okay, fair enough. Fine. Right, on to the main business of the meeting, to consider item 2617, to consider planning applications received. The first one, 260120, retrospective change of use of an existing swimming pool building into a detached bungalow with associated parking and private amenity areas. Building works complete, self-build conversion, 41 the Lane, West Mersey. Anyone who would like to start on that one? Councillor Worcester.
Chair, I note that it's retrospective to start with, It's already been used as a bungalow. Does it fall within the conservation area?
I don't believe so, no. We can check that. Where is it anyway? We want the block plan and location plan. No, I don't believe it is. I can't say for certain that having a look at the...
I mean, when I looked at the plot lends itself to it's big enough, it doesn't appear to be overdevelopment.
No, it fits in, it does. The only thing, of course, is that it's retrospective and we don't really want to encourage...
Perhaps then this is one for a no comment and let Colchester decide on this one.
Right, do you have any comments, John?
No, I don't like retrospective applications in these circumstances.
Yeah.
And this is a very sensitive area, and the fact that we've only had one kind of letter of support. And it's it's argued in terms of personal circumstances, isn't it? Rather than planning. So I would support no comment.
Mm.
No comment.
I tend to agree because I actually don't know what to say about it. So I would support making no comment at all on behalf of the council. So I propose that.
I'll second that.
Yeah. All in favour. Sorry. Right. Down the next one. 260145. Proposed single story rear extension, first floor rear dormer, new front porch, internal reconfiguration, 44 Melrose Road. Any Any comments from anyone on that? Let me try and find the drawings if to remind you.
I've got no difficulty with this one, Chair. Slightly larger than I would have liked, given the plot size, but on the basis of others of a similar size have been accepted. I would say on this one also that I would say that we've got no comment.
Chair, I would agree. I mean, I've put down no objection,
but I mean,
if you look opposite it's on the bend, isn't it?
Yeah,
on that corner.
Exactly.
If you look opposite, there's an old photo on Google of a small bungalow that was developed. The whole plot.
I remember the one now.
Well, I would have no objection to it, looking at it, because it's a rear extension, visible from the highway.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Doesn't affect the street scene.
Affect the street scene at all, and it's a fairly largish plot in terms of the area in front of the house, house and the road, I think.
Yeah.
So I would suggest no objection.
Agree, Chair.
So I propose no objection.
Okay.
No, that's why I'm sitting back.
Oh, no.
Because I agree.
Okay, those in favour, put it in no objection to this. Next is 26184. Demolition of existing single-storey rear extension, replacement single-storey rear extension and side garage with proposed 1.5-storey addition and dormers, 47 Empress Avenue.
Can I ask, Chair, whether any members of the committee have had a look at this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, physically?
Yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't look very nice.
No.
No.
No, I looked at it today.
Yeah.
It doesn't look. It stands out.
Yeah. I
think it'd affect the street scene.
If there was a case in terms of overdevelopment,
it kind of like
of the site and the street scene. Yeah.
In my mind, if I got it right, if I put it on the end, you're kind of like looking into someone else's.
I think the objection on it as well. There's an objection, and I think they're fair with their objection
Hang on, let's see if we can find it.
I agree, and it would be dominant in that area.
Yes, definitely.
47
and set of precedents as well.
Yeah.
Are you to let's have a look?
It already kind of stands out as it is, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. That's right.
Well, I mean, are we saying that there's a an objection to this one already?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Is there?
I believe so. I think from a resident.
I can't see.
No, I can't see
Daniel.
Oh,
I thought
that
this was the one that had the projection on it. No.
No, it isn't. You're quite right.
That isn't the one, it's a different one.
Can you get the plans up, Chair, please?
Yes.
And I'm on the wrong one.
First of all, look, this is 260184. Okay, which is the one we're talking about, 47 Empress Avenue. So
this is the little bungalow, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry, my apologies,
it's
Chair. I'm thinking of the one that you're thinking of.
I was thinking of the next one after.
But does WM7 come into force with this one?
No.
It's a 1.5 storey extension.
Yeah. No, 1.5 storey addition.
It's overdevelopment. It's a very small, narrow plot.
It is. Chair, but it's the addition of a dormer upstairs.
It's there.
On a bungalow.
I'm going to the bungalow. It's single story at the moment.
Yeah.
Now it's going up.
So is that not, like Twin said,
WM7,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bungalow.
Well, if someone would look at WM7, so you actually know what it says.
I haven't got long enough hops.
Because it doesn't actually prohibit turning the bungalows into non-bungalows.
Planning application will result in the conversion of a single story or one and a half story dwellings to two or more stories will not be supported unless it can be demonstrated that the proposal would not have a detrimental impact on the character of the vicinity and the amenity or nearby residing way of overlooking and loss of sight.
So that says proposals to extend to two stories or more, and
yes,
this is a 1.5 story.
I still believe that this is being too dominant a conversion, irrespective of WM.
It is a very small plot.
It's a very small plot, and this will be squeezed in between two existing houses.
Well, no, I actually didn't know there was anyone living in it.
I don't know.
Yeah, because when you walk past it, you got a sort of newspaper up at the window.
Okay.
And kind of,
well, it could be well be the case. Yeah.
It's
some may well have been. You know, he's obviously improving
like,
it. So they
yeah,
may not be there at the moment.
What's your thoughts, Chair?
Mine. I have no objection to it. Of course, we need to vote. And, 47. But of course, everyone has to make up their own mind.
I couldn't vote for this one. Would I? That was no comment. I think I would have to object
that,
to it.
With the blue.
Yeah.
Blue door.
It's not like that at the moment. I mean, it looks like it's been just left to fall apart.
No. I'd want to object to this one. Yeah.
Okay, well, but obviously.
But don't let me persuade.
No, everyone make out their own mind. So, what's the general.
I think it's an overdevelopment of that site.
I mean, there's a balance between improving the property and making it usable and not allowing anything really.
Yeah.
So
that's just right.
Unless it's a no comment and let Colchester decide. But I'm also on.
Well, okay. I mean,
we
just vote on if someone has a proposal, we vote on it.
Well, could I move that we object to it on the grounds it's overdevelopment of the site, and it would have an adverse impact on the vicinity.
Sorry, could we argue that? Being the size of the property next door.
Which side then?
To the right.
To the right.
I mean, they've not gone right up to the boundary, have
is
they?
Is that property to the left of it
yeah.
still like that now? Because this is Google Maps, so it's 2000.
I haven't driven down there. I did the Google Maps. I don't believe that. I don't recall that being in... Empress.
No,
but
it definitely doesn't look like that at all now.
because next door may already be.
Let's have a look on the planning.
I'm trying to work out.
The impression I got, Dave, today was it was like that in between two buildings.
Yeah, and I got to the other check and I thought, well, they're going to do that.
Yes, but that means the one to the left isn't in the state.
No,
it's shown
not,
here.
It's not.
Yeah. So that one to the left has already been developed into a larger property.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Chair, is that number 45 next door?
Probably.
Yes,
yeah.
Anyway, I was halfway through my motion, I think.
Sorry.
So it's I'm saying it's overdevelopment of the site and the impact.
Impact of street scene?
The street scene, that's the word I was looking for. Those are the two elements I put forward.
Right, there was a, on 45, there was a single storey rear extension.
Let's vote on it and then just go from there.
I would object.
No, well, John's put forward a proposal.
I would support that.
I need a seconder for me.
Okay.
Well, okay, who was going to second it? Yep. Who seconded it? So we vote on that proposal that we state that.
Object on the grounds that the development site would have inverse impact on the
street.
Yep.
Those in favour of that? Those against? Next one, 260206, extension and alterations to the existing dwelling, 13 Furze Chase, West Bursley. So let's go back to there. Let's find the drawings.
Yes.
This has been before us twice, and been to Colchester twice before, where it's been refused on the grounds that were mentioned just now, inconsistent with the street scene, etc. And this is the latest proposal. Anyone, any comments on this one? Bear in mind, if you read the whole application document, they have had pre-planning discussions with the Colchester Planning Department, and hopefully they've got to a point where it's reasonable.
And although it's rather large, they've also demonstrated the properties around.
I mean, the existing house is fairly big. I mean, this is the addition, isn't it? Anyone have any comments?
To me, it wouldn't look out of place.
Chair, I didn't have any objections to this. Even though it's large, they've demonstrated that the properties around this are on a large scale as well.
Previously,
I can't see that this doesn't fit with the street scene, given the other properties around it.
It's to do with the finish of it as well.
Yeah.
Previously, it was finished in a rather unattractive grey colour, if you remember. So, but this is much more in keeping with the existing house and surroundings, yes.
Mm.
Anyone else, any comments?
It's a really substantial house, isn't it?
I would, if there's no further comments, I would propose that we support this one.
Well, we put in no objection, yes.
No objection.
Okay. That's fine.
Shall I second? I'll second that. And I'm going to vote. Yep, in favour. Right. Next. 260226, erection of orangery in lieu of conservatory, 9 Willoughby Avenue, West Bursley. Let's find the drawings. 260226. Make out what that's about. They want to, apparently at the moment there's a conservatory in this area, and they want to demolish that and replace it with an orangery. Yeah. Anyone, any comments?
Chair, I've got no objections and no comments.
Well, I propose that we state we have no objection to that application.
Yeah.
Would you like to second that?
I'll second.
Okay. Who? All in favour?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next, 260243, demolition of existing two-storey detached dwelling, erection of new two-storey with rooms in the roof, detached replacement dwelling, 75 Empress Avenue, West Bursley.
Yeah.
Anyone like to make any comments on that?
Chair, this is the one where the resident has objected, and the design, it is. Yeah, it's not in keeping with street scene.
It is. It's not in sympathy, is it?
No, it doesn't look particularly nice.
Yes, someone has put in an objection.
Yeah.
I have.
Who's obviously...
Has looked at the...
Has researched
planning.
Previous planning.
Yeah.
Because his objection is very much in the same language that the planners would use.
DM15.
Yeah.
Design and amenity, and I think they're spot on with the comment.
I would say that this is one that we should object to.
I agree.
Mm. Chair, are you happy with that?
Well, whoever. Yeah, well.
Yeah,
I mean, we should put a proposal forward. Yes.
Yeah, if I put that, I mean, if one looks
that.
Everyone looks at.
What's your proposal, John?
That we object to it on the grounds
of.
On the grounds that it's overdevelopment.
Yeah.
And street scene, and
the design.
And and adverse design.
Yeah.
The same as last time.
Contrary to
the
15 versus impact on the street scene.
I'd be very surprised if the planners won't go through.
Yeah.
I'm happy to second that.
Okay. Sophia, do you feel?
I thought it was
overbearing.
Yeah. My first thought was happy.
Okay, so we have a proposal and a second, and so we vote upon that. I agree we should object to that on the grounds that's just been stated. Okay. 260255, replacement of a commercial building formed of units 1 and 2 and intensification of the existing Class B2 and B8 uses, through the proposed subdivision of the replacement building into five commercial units, along with associated demolition and landscaping work, Haycock's Yard, Haycock's Lane, West Mersey.
Yeah. SSSI area, of course. So we've got to be careful of this. But on the other hand, my view is that it's tucked away out of view in West Mersey, and also in terms of economic sense for the area, that we need local jobs, and if this is going to provide the facilities for it, I've got certainly no objection to it.
Chair, I know as well from the map as well that it's already developed to the back of this site as well.
Yeah.
There's already...
Oh, the Haycock's Yard is used for has industrial units there, motor repairers, etc. These are two very old barns about to, need replacing basically because they're falling apart and currently used for storage apparently. But there has been some history on the site because a couple of years back there was an application to build offices there, small offices, but that was turned down because as an inappropriate use for the area because of the people who worked there would have to drive, so it wasn't a sustainable a proposition at that location. So, but this is for industrial units, basically replacing the existing industrial units. But it will obviously increase the traffic to the site because there'll be more employees there. But I don't know. From my point of view, I don't have an objection to it this time. Because it seems an appropriate.
Yeah.
Mm. I'd just like to add in
Councillor Weaver. Yeah.
I think we should support this. It's an area that's got industrial or commercial use anyway.
Yeah.
And despite sort of previously there's been difficulties because of the area and views on sustainability and extra traffic going there, but I think because of our uniqueness on Mersey, there are times when we have to balance this, and we need to remember that we do need to provide opportunities for employment and work, which is based on Mersey. So I think this. That should be encouraged, which is why I want to support this, because there are opportunities there for being used as commercial units and
helps in the local economy as well, doesn't it?
I just wanted to add that in. That's
no, that's true. I think I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I do agree.
Yeah, well,
it's common sense. The previous proposal was bit of a change of use, and it would have been meant many more journeys to the site, but this is in keeping with what's already there. Of course they have to do all the environmental surveys, etc., that are required because it is in a sensitive area. I'd support it. Well, I would suggest we put in no objection as so I propose that we lodge no objection to this one.
I'll second that.
Councillor Weaver. Those in favour? Everyone? Okay. Next is 260261, application to vary condition 2 following grant of application 251439, Kona 9, Kingsland Close, West Mersey. Any comments upon this one?
It's a variation of the condition. I've got no issue with it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is you have to be careful with these ones though, because it's condition two, which is the drawings.
Yeah.
And we've had previously something that was two bungalows turn into four flats and two shops, just because the drawings, you know, changed.
Yeah.
But yes, looking at the drawings, but if I can find them, it's basically a change of where the entrance door and internal staircase is going to be located in this building, which is an annex to the main house.
This is the one that's been split into two.
The house has, yes.
Yeah. Mm.
But from a planning point of view, I can't see any problem with this application.
But the application was approved, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes, the previous application was approved.
It
but
was.
They, the architect and the client have obviously decided they want to change the position of the entrance door to it and the internal layout slightly to accommodate that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't look as if there's any real external change apart from the doorway and entrance doorway being on the other side, the other elevation to what it was.
Mm. So the proposal is that we make no comment.
The proposal is that we raise no objection.
Yeah, no objection. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was.
Have I got a proposal
and
a second then?
Oh, yes, we have to vote. I propose that we raise no objection to that.
And I'll take the second time.
Those in favour of that?
Thank you.
Next one, 260-273, another drawing one. Application for removal or variation of condition 2 following a grant of planning permission 251035. Reduction to the footprint of the proposed garage, change the external wall materials and make a minor amendment to the roof form. Jasmine, 23 Victory Road, West Mersey. Anyone any comments on that one?
Garage is smaller than first proposed.
Yeah.
Yes, this mainly affects the garage, which was a separate detached
and
the garage.
And the wall covering as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the material finish of that garage, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
No
comment.
Oh, well,
no objection.
No,
no
objection.
Objection.
Proposed
no objection.
Objection.
No objection.
And Councillor Ack has seconded that, is that?
Yeah.
So the proposer is. Thank you.
Okay, all in favour? Okay. Next one, 260198. Demolition of existing conservatory and replacement with new single-storey rear extension and proposed rear dormer to existing second floor bedroom, 20 High Street North, West Mersey. On that one?
No, Chair.
No comments or no objection?
No comments.
Okay. Anyone, Councillor Weaver, any comments?
No, I don't think so on this one.
Councillor Baker?
No comments on this one.
Councillor Acker?
No.
Okay. Fine. I propose that we lodge no objection to this application.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll second that, Chair.
And those in favour of that? Thank you, that's everyone.
Yep.
And the last one, 260279, application for variation of condition 2, following grants of planning permission. 250630, 50 Victory Road, West Mersey. Again, anyone any comments on that one? Again, it's a change of drawing, so it could be it's difficult to actually tell. changes are.
Yeah.
Unless it's application form.
Presumably, Chair, this follows discussions with the planning officer as well. So we don't know what transpired between the applicant and the planning officer.
No, well, not in this case. If you look at the application form, it says pre-application advice, has assistance or prior advice been sought from the local authority about this application, and they've stated no.
Oh, right. Okay.
What seems to, it seems to be quite common that an application is put in with a set of drawings, it's passed, and then sometime later the applicant puts in for a variation of conditions on condition two, which is the drawings. So you have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just a very minor change, and sometimes it can be quite major.
Mm.
Jay, can I make a suggestion? As we can't clearly say what the amendment is we don't make a comment on this one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just looking at the application form. It should say. It should say, but whether it does or not, I don't know. We would like to submit revised drawings to those approved under this application. Location of the proposed garage has been amended. That's the, so on this one it's another
garage,
and I didn't see any problem with it.
Okay.
It was a detached garage, and I think they twisted it. No, this is also a garage.
Right. Okay.
Let's have a look at the proposed ground floor, existing and proposed block plan. Here we go. One's existing. Oh, yes. The garage.
Yeah.
It's just further back.
They moved it further back, down
right, okay.
The extreme end, the rear of the property.
Yeah, I didn't think it was one that they'd twisted, because we've just decided
no,
the one
right.
that they'd
I've got
twisted,
in my head.
And we reduced the size
right.
on.
That was another house I was thinking
of. In view of
the position
of the amendment,
of the
there's no objection.
Mm.
No objection for me, I don't know. Anyone else? Any
No.
We would like to propose that we lodge no objection to this.
Okay. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's proposing it?
I'm quite happy to propose it.
Okay, someone's a second. And all in favour of lodging no objection? Okay.
I was thinking of another garage a bit further down.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always best to check when we right, so that's all of those. Next item on the agenda, 26.18, to receive notification of planning decisions. Right, so there's a whole list of applications passed. I'll read them out just for the record, really, as we were recording. Applications passed 252 595 27 High Street, North West Mersey. That's passed. 252 546 47 Seaview Avenue, West Mersey. That passed.
Yeah.
252 430 64 Oakwood Avenue, West Mersey. That's passed.
Yeah.
252 602 51 East Road, West Mersey, passed. 252 687 19 Upland Road, West Mersey, passed. 252 684 39 Yorick Road, West Mersey, passed. 252 681 75 Raymead Close, West Mersey, passed. 252 693 Spa 1 Queen's Corner, West Mersey, that was the modular self service laundrette, that's been passed. 252 753 Island House, 2 East Mersey Road, that has been passed.
Yeah.
And then we have, there's no refusals, but we've had two appeals lodged.
Is that Mr. Wheeler's?
Yeah. 251 209, change of use of restaurant to dwelling house, the old oyster shed, Coast Road, West Mersey. Appeal link. 600 4537. that's an appeal has been lodged on that, and also 252444, two-storey rear flat roof extension with perimeter parapets, 7 East Mersey Road, West Mersey, appeal link 600501. That's Councillor Acker.
What is the position regarding appearance by the West Mersey Town Council in relation to
regarding the appeals?
Do we get?
I don't think
opportunity to appear. Or
well, yes, anyone can, because if you follow that link, any member of the public or anyone can lodge their thoughts, their comments.
Okay.
I don't know that we've ever. Perhaps someone else with more knowledge than me. I don't know if this council has ever commented on planning appeals previously.
Well, we certainly did in relation to East Road.
Yes, on matters such as this, but yes, obviously large development we certainly did.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a...
I'm not saying we should do it, but in terms of the process here.
Yeah, well, don't...
This
I'm
one's quite
there.
A...
Well, we're not obliged to.
One
we're,
well, isn't
well,
it?
Yeah,
we're consultees as far as the planning applications go.
Yeah.
We're statutory consultees, but we're not as far as the appeals go.
Yeah.
But we opposed this application.
We did
oppose this application.
Yes, that's something to consider, but it's not.
It's not. No. I'm not.
Yeah.
Probably
the thing
up,
is,
yeah.
No, you're right. No, I don't. Wasn't suggesting you were. It's not that. It's just it's not something that I've had experience of before, and it's not on the agenda. So we'd have to bring it back to another agenda if we wanted to. But of course, any individual's at liberty to comment on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if
he says he can comment on the appeal until 7:59 on 17th.
Yes,
March.
It's not very long. It's only.
Yeah,
2 weeks' time, roughly.
Yeah, I'll tell you why I specifically raised is I individually got a notice through the post drawing my attention to the fact it's going to appeal.
Okay,
and I thought, well, I wouldn't want to do that as a member of this committee. Yeah, but it did raise the question of whether. Would the committee want to consider that as a matter? Yeah.
Okay. I suggest we end this meeting now. It's 10:42.